Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I hear him chatting the noise. Move too quick, can't stop for the talking. I hear him chat with the boys. Man's so tough, but man's keep walking.
Welcome to the Cantsman Out Podcast. So you're saying to me, that bloody, you're talking beers. I've got to tell you this.
Talk to me.
I bought a six pack of VBs because I was doing an ad for VB, but I was doing the thing they send to the person who just makes the decision. The audition.
Yeah.
Did the audition. So I'm in there. Bought the VBs. I tipped one of them on my head. I brushed my teeth with one. Like it was a pretty funny ad. I don't know if I could show it. I probably could show it.
How recent was this?
Like last week.
Oh, really?
And I didn't get the fucking ad. Fuck you, VB.
Wake up to themselves.
Well, VB, Lordy's having a go at me because I had VB in the fridge. Well, that's why. There was four cans in there. There's now one can in there.
VB's all right.
It's fine, yeah. But they didn't pick me.
Well, no, actually, fuck VB then.
Fuck VB. Fuck VB. All right, you fucking dirty fuck.
Talking about local brew, Steel City.
Oh, let's talk Steel City that still hasn't sponsored the show.
This is the only reason we're talking about him. I won a carton. Had a mouthy fan of the podcast. I believe his name was Dom.
Drew.
Drew, sorry. Drew.
Fuck, how do I know that?
Because he messaged you
as
well.
He messaged me today. He lit up. Bad Drew.
Our mighty Newcastle Knights were taking on his team, the Gold Coast Titans.
Who picks the Gold Coast Titans especially as their team?
If you live in Newcastle.
Fucking loser.
Idiot. Anyway, and also stupid, he goes, yeah, I'll take you on for a carton this weekend.
Really?
I was like,
you're having bets with podcast fans.
Yeah.
And what's going on with the glasses, by the way? You're wearing sunglasses indoors.
I've got the stroke eye going.
You what?
I think the stroke eyes, I've got like the stroke eye already.
Oh, why? What's up?
I don't know. I'm tired. I'm a bit run down. It's been a lot of big weekends.
If you don't know, Bluey gets this weird eye problem.
Like Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker. Who's Forrest Whitaker?
You know, if we can get a picture of Forrest Whitaker up.
Where? Where are we going to put it? We don't have a screen in here. Lordy, can you get a photo of Forrest Whitaker on your phone?
And I'll get it up somebody and hold show up to the screen.
We need like a screen somewhere, but I don't know where to put it. Where can we? We could hang it from the ceiling.
Yeah, but you want it to come up.
But then that would fucking hit it.
And then that's going to cover up the
Bulls. Yeah, no.
Can we get a screen implanted into the bull's head?
Like a little iPod touch or something.
Forrest Whitaker. Anyway, he's got this crazy wok eye that when I get a bit tired, I get this weird wok eye.
Because I remember you started having one on the show.
On the show. It's concerning.
And I was like genuinely, right, yeah. That's Forrest Whitaker. I do know who that is.
I don't know
is.
If you can. Yeah, that's Forrest Whitaker, guys.
Yeah, so he does have the eye. So when the first time your beautiful missus, who I've still never met,
You met her at the wedding.
I'll meet her in 2 weeks. when she first saw the wog eye? Wog eye?
Oh, don't say that.
I can say wog. I wasn't. When you, with the wog eye.
Yeah.
Why is it wok? Like wonky.
Yeah, it's like wok, like a wok eye. Isn't that a term? Like a wok eye.
I think it's a racist term against Asians. That's what you're using.
Oh, like wok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you, mate.
Yeah, that is a slur.
It's a slur.
Now I think about it.
Can you stop slurring?
It's a heavy racial slur.
And not only is your eye slurring, but your words are slurs.
Yeah, I'm run down.
What's happened? You've had the last 2 days off.
I know. But because of the weather, obviously the East Coast is getting pumped with rain at the moment.
It's been very wet. It's very been very wet.
The big wet.
I went outside this morning for once and kind of burnt. And I got the old high pressure hose and I had to hose off these fucking worms.
Ooh.
There was little, I don't know if they were leeches or worms, but everywhere on the tiles out the front, everywhere on the tiles were little worms.
Jeez, you would have done a job on them with the gurney.
And they smelt, they stunk. And I used the normal hose and they wouldn't come off. So I had to get the gurney out after I went to the gym and got huge. That I was worm. Out the front. Just still a bit of pre-workout left in my system. Just going,
I'm going to kill something. Jeez, the gurney would have made light work of the worms. We'd cut them in half.
No, these were like dried worms.
Well, they're not dried, no more.
No, they're back in the garden where they belong. Now, quick housekeeping before we get on with the show. Welcome to the Cancel Me Now podcast. My name is Isaac Butterfield. This is Josh Bluey Nielsen. Go and check out his page. It's a daily blue that he uses once every now and then. You've been using it a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm making a point.
You've got 10,000 followers, don't you? You've got more than that.
Bit more. 15.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's get into 20K. Yeah. Now, today's show is going to be a little bit different.
Mm.
At the 1 hour mark,
We're out.
We're out. You know where we're going? Straight to Patreon. Because on YouTube and on Spotify, there's some things you can't say. And I want to head over to the Patreon people at 1 hour on the dot. Lordy, you're watching the time, aren't you? 1 hour on the dot. We're going to stop. We're going to ring the bell. That's what the bell's for.
Thank Christ it makes sense of that stupid bell. I thought it was for feeds and beers.
Once the bell rings, we go to Patreon and you can get in on the Patreon action for $1 a month. Okay, $1. That's all we're asking. You can pledge more.
Oh, if you want to pledge more, Amber Heard it. Pledge
all of it and not pay us.
Yeah. But you got to pay. Unlike Amber Heard, you do have to front up some cash.
Yeah, or we'll go full Johnny Depp on you and beat you up. Sue.
Oh, yeah, or get violent.
All right, whatever.
Allegedly.
So 1 hour allegedly. Definitely didn't happen. Johnny Depp's alleged. We will be jumping into that. Can you throw me that stubby holder so I can...
Coke, no sugar?
Bloke beer. Imagine if they sent us a carton.
Yeah.
Dan and came on the podcast. Great guy. Gave me a six pack. Thanks, bro.
It's not like he's got a six pack. You think he owns the fucking beer. He could do more than a six pack.
Should have sent me a truckload, mate.
Tight.
I want you to turn me into an alcoholic.
Yeah.
So yeah, the worms were an issue.
Yeah, not no more, they're not.
No, they're fucking
they're brown bread.
They're gone. But I had to clean my driveway because there was fucking moss growing on it. We've only been in this house for a year and there's fucking moss growing.
It's we've had a lot of rain.
It's been the be wet.
Heavy precipitation. I was at the beach, was working at the beach today at a house on the beach. All the sand at Bar Beach in Newcastle is gone. I'm sure it's similar a lot of spots on the East Coast. Like just rocks. Really? It looks like, yeah, it's fucked. It's going to take a long time for that to come back. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know if the sand washes back eventually. Or it's just like, so you know, you're beautiful. Like we're blessed. Like we've got like the best beaches ever, in my opinion. They're not no more. We don't. They're fucked.
So they're
it's
like,
just rocks.
They're like the English beaches.
Yeah. Nah, not even. Because you know, they're all English beaches like pebbly and shit. This is just like.
Oh, boulders.
Rocks. Yeah. Just big, flat, like shit. Yeah. What was under the sand, but all the sand's fucking gone.
That's not good.
Nope.
Yeah, you look at places up the road from us, it's Stockton, and that whole area has been eaten away.
That's going to get swallowed by the sea soon.
But, you know, I remember years ago hearing a bloke called, what's his name, mates with Graham Hancock on Rogan's podcast talk about whatever his fucking name is. I do know his name. He's a very interesting fellow. Anyway, he's.
Can't be too interesting.
Can't remember his name. Fuck, what's his name? I'm going to Google him.
Right.
But he was talking about.
Talking about Miami?
What? No.
Miami's going to get washed into the sea soon, they reckon, as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, basically, this is what this dude was saying was back in the Dizzy. Hang on. I can't do two things at once. Graham Hancock.
Friend, interesting.
Joe Rogan. I can't type and talk at the same time. It just turns to shit.
My missus hammered me the other day. She's like, I can do two things at once because I was into it. I had some Netflix on. You know, I don't know. How does it go with you and Claire like picking like a Netflix show? Because obviously just submit and go, yeah, whatever you want, Jesse, we can put on what you want. And then I notice like 10 minutes into whatever I've fucking said we'll watch, she's on a phone. I'm like, and she goes, I can do two things at once. I'm like, well.
But sometimes the two things at once is like you can actually – I don't mind watching some shows with what looking at my phone because I jump on eBay and look at Pokemon prices and stuff.
Yeah,
handsome virgin shit.
If I'm getting like gay, if I'm texting, like if I'm in like a text thread, I'll pause and I'm in the car listening to a podcast. I'll pause the podcast because I want to give the podcast my full attention.
So you're driving,
no, and texting to
a podcast, building scaffold, and. Typing at the same time.
And drunk.
I remembered it. I didn't even get it come up. I remembered it. I knew as soon as I typed that.
Shut up. You just saw it. Don't pretend.
Look, ready?
You don't pretend you remembered his name.
Ready? Didn't even come up. The only thing that's up there is the OnlyFans, which is all my shortcuts.
I love how you subscribed to all these people's OnlyFans under the guise of like work. You're like, oh yeah, we'll check out this person's OnlyFans. It's for content. It's You're just hilarious. A pervert.
I am a pervert.
Yeah.
But no, we catch up on some people in there.
I'm sure you do.
Randall Carlson.
Oh, RC.
Yeah, RC, big RC.
Yeah.
He speaks a lot about giant impacts that create these big global melting events during the Ice Age or that happened during the Ice Age. This is what he predicts, these big asteroidal impacts that make these big melts. So if you imagine the polar ice caps now, that's obviously a very icy area, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day during the last Ice Age, 10,000 years ago, there was this mile thick sheet of ice moving across North America. So everything, and this is what people talk about with old civil, like ancient civilizations, 10,000 years ago, anything that was underneath that big thick piece of ice that was moving was just rubbed out, like absolutely disintegrated into dust.
Like the worms on your driveway under the gurney.
Well, I actually had a call from Randall Carlson, the Savo, and he said, mate, you've done it.
You've done it.
You've treated the worms.
You've mimicked this ice sheet just by with
that's the what gurney. They call it the gurney, the gurney special.
The earth gurney.
The earth gurney. And yeah, so he was talking about that. And so basically what would happen was when all of this water was sucked up into the polar ice caps that were huge on them all over the globe, obviously the water's got to be displaced, right? If you take a bucket out of a pool, or a couple of buckets out of a pool, you notice the height goes down.
Of course.
Right? And then you put it back in, it goes back up. So the same thing happens with the ocean. You suck out the ice, or it goes into ice and the water goes out. It leaves the shoreline, or changes where the shoreline is. So the shoreline today is different to where it was 10,000 years ago in the Ice Age. So if you're an Aboriginal person living here 10,000 years ago, your shoreline was actually like 20 kilometres further into the ocean than we are now.
So because of the caps melting, that's why the shoreline is – like there's more water basically.
Well, does that make sense? Or wouldn't the water still be – because it's still in there.
Yeah.
But it's glacier, so it's moving on land. It's not in the water.
Okay.
That makes sense. That makes more sense. So it's actually sucked out of the ocean and it's glaciers onto the land. Okay,
that's crazy that glaciers do that.
Yeah, glaciers are mad. So
respect the shout out glaciers.
Shout out the glaciers.
Shout out glaciers. All the glaciers out there. Keep doing you.
Hey, thanks for watching glaciers. Yeah. And they're all on Patreon.
There's a few glaciers on Patreon. Shout out the Patreon glaciers.
I actually subscribed to one of the glaciers OnlyFans pages. Icy tits. Now, when that's so there's all this, let's say 20 kilometers of land past where you were looking the other day where that erosion's happening. And you think about all of the things that would have happened in that area of 20 kilometers, because everything back then also happened near the coast. Mm. So all of these, like these civilizations. So this is why they see a lot of structures underneath the ocean, like 20, 30, 40 meters underneath the ocean, like in places like Japan and things like that, because they were built there when it was the edge of the water, or it was above ground, obviously. So you imagine how many things have been lost over that period of time.
Fuck yeah.
And it just recycles and recycles, and wherever wherever the edge of the ocean, the people follow. So back in the day, it wouldn't be a problem because no one was really building shit, except for the Japanese, obviously. They just lost their building.
Yeah.
Sort of like what people are experiencing, as you said, in Miami and those type of things.
Stockton.
And Stocker, So this is just part of the cycle. Like you, if you build a house near the ocean, this is something you have to deal with.
Yeah.
And people have dealt with it for generations.
And ironically, they're the most expensive houses too. The first ones to go.
Yeah, they're always the first ones to go. You watch like, what's that movie?
2012?
Well, yeah, 2012, or I was thinking-
Day After Tomorrow.
I always get that confused with Tomorrow When the War Began. Definitely.
Also great. Did we have to watch that in high school? I believe I had to watch it in high school.
I watched it by choice. Actually not bad.
Nah, it's a good movie.
So in The Day After Tomorrow, the big tidal wave hits and all the poor on the in the first row of houses just get smished.
Snapped.
All the single mothers that have gone in there and Amber Heard, their husbands, all the real estate agents, they're all fucked. All good. Their sunglasses are flying
rightly
off,
and
their BMWs with 150,000 Ks on the clock, gone.
Good.
What, fake tan washed off?
It's just like this pool of like fake tan, like the first wave.
A couple of Oriton bags, Louis Vuitton bags floating down the fucking freeway.
It's like, you know, in Thailand where they had that like really big tsunami and it was all the mud washed in the water, but it wasn't actually mud. It was just fake tan from the real estate agents and the housewives that got wiped out.
Did that hit Bali, that tsunami?
Potentially. I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I don't tune into much, mate.
We don't normally talk about
natural disasters
on this show, but there's a lot of flooding going on.
Yeah.
And it's pretty hectic because water's one of those things we don't really deal with it as much as fire, but
we've been getting pizzled with floods and fire last. Well, we had floods like 3 months ago.
What do you reckon's easier to stop, a flood or a fire? I reckon it's definitely a fire.
Oh, you got no say in either of them, do you?
Well, at least you can start trying to put it out. What do? You just go, fuck, there's so much. The volume of water is insane.
Fire up the jet ski.
Yeah. Take it head on.
Yeah. But the fire, like we had crazy, when were the last, was it 2020? The big bushfires we had?
Yes.
That was like, they can't do anything about it. They're just like, fuck, we're just got to let it burn out. Like,
so what do you think about ScoMo being over in Hawaii, who was the prime minister at the time?
Yeah, it was bad time, wasn't it?
What do you think about Albo being in the Ukraine at the time of the floods?
Well,
see, everyone's defending him. Well, and I genuinely agree. I think it's like it's not as the big of a deal because he was ScoMo was on holidays.
He's not in Hawaii. Like a nice resort in Hawaii and the Ukraine aren't exactly.
They're a bit different, right?
Yeah. And like, and ScoMo was genuinely on holidays. Elbows like shaking hands and kissing babies.
Yes. And I don't know what ScoMo would have done if he was here. I don't know if he was
going to
throw a bucket. It's like,
not a good look.
As we said on the Mum and Dad show this week, it's not like he's Tony Abbott, who actually is a firefighter.
Yeah.
Or a reserve.
Real man's man.
But also, what the fuck is Albo going to do in the Ukraine?
What do any of them do? Like, it's all like.
What are you doing?
Visuals. It's all optics, isn't it?
Like, look at this building. It's blown up.
Dominic Perrottet, the state premier, he was Perro. In somewhere that just got snapped by a flood. And yeah. I heard on the radio today, like. And
400 million in aid.
What we've just committed to. To the Ukraine.
400 million aid, Lord. How about you fix the fucking hospitals here, Albo?
400 million. They'd get us a couple of cartons of Steel City.
It could. Almost enough for the show for the rest of the year.
They'd just about do us, I reckon. Yeah. So he's over there doing that. And Dom Perrottet was in somewhere on the mid-north coast or wherever, just got smashed by floods and got his photo with like a bucket, like some shop was flooded and he's got like a bucket and he's
with
like
a bucket
and he's like throwing a bit of water out. He's like, my job here's done.
I bet there was a hole in the bucket that he put in it.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't like him.
Perrottet.
He's got too many kids.
How many's he got?
So he's the Premier of New South Wales, if you don't know, and he has, I think, 8 kids.
Fucking horny bastard. Great swimmers.
Man, he must, yeah, send them to the flood.
Lethal semen.
Christ.
Wow. I just realized Elon Musk has 7 kids.
Really?
Yeah. Elon Musk has 7 kids.
Not bad for a man with autism.
Yeah, because he's big on the apparently like our like we're going to have a population dip in like 40 seven years
babies,
or something.
7 babies Perrottet has. Yes.
Perrottet has 7. Yeah. I think Musk has 7 too. Mm. I think he's big on the idea that there's going to be a population dip in like the next kind of like 4 or 5 decades.
Yeah.
And it's going to change everything because like we're going from like a housing crisis and like there's not enough jobs and not enough food.
Too much.
Then there's going to be like housing prices are going to plummet because there's going to be heaps of empty houses. There's not going to be enough labor. There's going to be like huge labor shortages and everything's going to like change completely because people now are waiting longer to have kids. Like all the boomers are going to die.
Yeah.
Like thank Christ.
Sorry if you're a boomer, you're dead.
You should. I wish nothing but ill fate on the boomers. Well, they fucked it up for us. So fuck off.
What did they fuck up though?
The housing market.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. That's
but
it.
That, but we would have done the same thing.
Yeah, but that I would like then I get a house.
Like, you know, if everyone's like, oh, the boomers, they bought it. It's like, fuck, if we were them, we would have done the 100% same
100%. I'd be booming up massively.
Fuck the future generation. 100%. Sort it out yourself, you losers.
We were just on the raw end. Yeah. Like, if it was us, we'd have fucked it for someone else.
Like, that's why I dig a bit of coal out every arvo. I just dig it out. I could just sell it back to fucking some coal company.
100%.
And I just say, yeah. I'm doing me now.
I'm doing my bit. Yeah. But yeah, so that's what we've got to look forward to in the next couple of decades.
Oh, that's good.
But that's why Musk and that have so many kids because I think Elon's like kind of in a way practicing what he preached. He's like, you aren't having enough kids. So he's had his fucking 7 kids or whatever.
So why do you think people aren't having kids? Is it too expensive?
I think there'd be heaps of reasons. I think like, well, people are more focused on their careers for starters.
There's also more contraception available.
100%. Kids are useless now too. I remember back in the day, like people were punching out kids because you could send those little fuckers to work when they were 6.
Yeah, yeah.
They could start contributing. Now, like labor laws and all that fucking rubbish. So you can't, kids are useless until they're like fucking 30.
30, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at your brothers. Like they're fucking.
I was just about to say, Fintan was over this afternoon.
Oh, Christ.
17 years old. He just started year 12. You know, they start year 12, the final year of school into the last part of the year before, whatever, who gives a shit. So Finny, little he's a beautiful man. Nah, he's all right. He's got a lot of pimples. Finny, we're talking about his first car today.
Has he got one or is he in the market for one?
He's got 2.5 grand saved up. Don't know how. He's never had a job in his life.
How the fuck's he got 2.5 grand?
No idea. He just got a job actually. At a big retail store.
Ooh.
Target.
Nice.
Woo. Anyway,
don't catch him sniffing the women's underwear.
Oh, mate, that's how he got the job.
Get out of there, mate.
Hey, it's
all good. Chase you out with a broom.
So he's over here today and mum's going, oh, so Finny's got to get a car. I was like, oh, okay. So you got 2.5 grand. I was like, okay, whatever. That's how much I had.
Yeah.
And Gran kicked in 1,000 for mine.
Nice.
So, and she's going to do the same for Fintan.
Nice.
Right? Which is lovely. And then she said, you know, rather than you get it when I die, I'd rather help you buy your first car.
See you enjoy it now.
Beautiful, right? Now, which is better than just giving it to you when you die and they go and blow it at their nose or whatever. Which is probably
that's the most likely scenario.
Especially with my brothers.
Let's be honest.
Or me when I was that age. Now, we had this discussion. He said, there's no there's no cars for $3,500. And I said, I'm sure you can get something. He goes, I don't want anything with over 150,000 Ks on the clock. I was like, why? What do you mean? He goes, I want my first car to be around the $10,000 to $12,000 mark. I'm like, fucking what? And mum goes, yeah, there's no cars available for $4,000 or $5,000. I said, bullshit.
Well, not with the fucking dream team looking for it. Mum and Finton.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so bad.
How good is it when just people have no idea?
Yeah.
And when it's family too?
Oh, my brothers, they took mum for a fucking ride with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
They were like, oh, mum, we can't get a car for under fucking 15K. It's ridiculous. Oh, Christ. You better optional extras. Oh, you got to get that.
Yeah. Oh, family are the best, aren't they? Well, and when you got like clueless younger siblings, my little brother's just like, same thing. He's just like, just no idea how the world works. It's funny. It's funny. There is a stage where it's like, it's excruciating. And then you just get to the stage where it's like, fuck. Like,
you're the oldest, aren't you?
Yeah, there's only two. There's me and I've got a younger brother.
So he, does he have it easier than you did?
I feel like, yeah, in a lot of ways, yeah.
Yeah, so
because like, you're out there just carving your own path.
Yep.
Like in the bamboo and like, you know, in Little Vietnam, large. You're just getting after it.
Getting after
it. You got to figure it out.
We ran into the world like D-Day.
Exactly. And just these, the front line.
Yep. And these are like the British generals sitting back.
We're Operation Human Shield just getting fucking blown to bits.
To pieces.
Oh, and then they just, we cut a nice path for them and they swan on
it
in.
It makes me sick. I hate the youth. Generation Z.
See, this is, and this just relays the point we were just making. If we were the boomers, I would have no remorse for the youth because I'd be like, no, fuck you. I've had to do it hard. I am buying 7 houses. I am going to negatively gear them all. You're not having anything and I'm fucking driving a big diesel chewing car.
Yep.
Fuck you all.
In defense of the boomers though, like their parents, correct me if I'm wrong, but their parents would have grown up in the Great Depression.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So they would have been hard to deal with those parents. I mean, I know what my grandparents are like when it comes to things like healthcare and stuff like that. Like Pop's got a terrible back at the moment, pinched nerve. What are you doing about it, Pop?
I'm going to a doctor. That's gay. I'm going to a physio. Don't trust them.
Out. Yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous dealing with these people. These boomers are painful.
Yeah.
But they grew up with parents who were just like fresh off the boats from fucking the UK.
UK and like proper
hardships.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I get it. And I feel like it's sort of the same with like, you know, as you said, with the younger brothers and sisters and all that type of stuff, the youth. Like they've got it so easy.
Everyone thinks the generation. I think it's. I know. Like I've just turned 30, and I think like you're in your late 20s. Like you're sort of realizing
what?
Like,
what? What?
But like everyone thinks the next generation's like fucking soft. Like because I do, and I know like the like my old man thinks we're all very fucking soft.
Yeah.
And I'd imagine his old man would think that they're fucking and they'd be sick at us.
Producer Lord, he's 3 or 4 generations old.
I mean, I know. He doesn't think very highly of us.
Why would you?
Pretty bloody gay.
So yeah, it's Vinton's giving me the shits with this. And Jonas did the same thing. So did Darcy. Like
just freeloaders.
But I got a car for 3.5. That one up there that we've shown on the podcast before.
And the pussy wagon.
The pussy wagon.
The tow ball.
The tow ball. Sit on this, love. Let me lube it up. And these guys are walking around with like brand new fucking, not brand new, but like 100,000 Ks on the clock. Like, fuck off.
Nicer than we had, Isaac.
It makes me sick. Makes me sick. And the same with schoolies.
Yeah.
You know what I did for schoolies? Nothing.
Couldn't afford it.
Couldn't afford it. You know what Finton's doing?
He'd be doing something.
Fiji.
I was going to say Vegas.
Fiji.
Is he actually?
Yes.
For a bloke without a job, that's pretty extravagant.
It's what he brings up a dad.
Who's going to Fiji for schoolies?
Well, some of my mates did, but they all had jobs. They went and they were not toolies, but they didn't finish school.
I know blokes that went to Bali.
Yeah. But Fiji. So.
That's for wealthy families. And fucking Finton apparently and his mates.
Fucking dog.
Fuck, piss me off.
Absolute bullshit. Should bring him in here for an intervention.
Just whoop him. Just whoop him.
Break
on the Patreon. Just give it to Finton
Break
for
out
40 minutes. Sit down, dickhead.
I tell you. Just God,
fucking say
this.
Something
this is
to
why
you.
I hate you. No, he's a good kid. He's just a fucking.
Yeah.
It's Darcy too. Don't let him get away.
I'll give it to Darcy at your buck show.
How good's Darcy?
Yeah, he's good. Big tall timber.
Yeah,
he's great. And he was fucking blind too.
He was.
Yeah.
He was talking it up for weeks, going, I'm going to get so fucking
drunk.
He
was excited.
Same with the wedding. He's like, I'm going to get so fucking drunk.
Wedding, mate, maybe fucking he's up. Like, he embarrassed himself.
But he can just drink piss like nothing else because he's huge. Man. He's 115 kilos, my height, and he just drinks.
I bet he eats like a horse too.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, I think he had like on the Buck show, by the time I had 3 beers, he'd had 8.
Some blokes are just like that, hey.
They're They just put it down. And I'm like, you know, I'm not like a slow drinker. Nah. I have good neck. Thanks, bro. I put them down.
The beast.
The beast from the Middle East.
Yeah, grog monster.
The gog
just
monster.
Still eating schooners.
Get out of my way.
Gone next.
But yeah, talking about monsters, I probably shouldn't say this out too loud, but.
So no one's listening.
There was. I saw something out the front of my house recently. Like this, I don't know if you saw this, Lordy, but there was this bloke hoeing into a full bag of chips. Must have been his lunch. Hoeing into a full bag of Smith's. I think they were chicken chippies.
Is this some kind of smear campaign against me?
I saw Josh Bluey Nielsen. Lordy. Lordy, I'll send you the photo right now. Oh, you've got it.
Yeah, I got it.
You've got it. Let's put this in. We might have to. Do you want to? Might have to blur out your phone number.
No, that'd be good for business. That's
okay.
Plug it on the business. That's the business. That's the company phone number. That's fine.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah,
that is you, is it not? Smash it. Reading your phone, probably on bloody OnlyFans. Smashing it, and you know what? I had like 15 minutes to take that photo because you were really giving it hell.
Every time I pull up. I
saw you at the shops.
Well, the Woolies near where you live.
Because we were shopping.
They do these deadly chicken wings. I don't know, in the little hot bay marine. That's my treat when I'm going, fuck, I've got to do this fucking podcast, so I've got to give myself a treat.
This KFC, why wouldn't you go to KFC?
Nah, these wings are good, man. The Woolies wings. But and I always sit out, I pull up because I'm not late and I just stuff my face and listen to a bit of Rogan before I come in. Just but I'm always conscious of the fact that like there's a perfect view from your balcony or your office to me feeding me face. And I'm surprised that hasn't happened before now. Because I do it like every week.
I was sitting in my office editing a video.
You could get like-
And I was just watching you.
You'd get a nice montage like every week of me just like demolishing. It's either Twiggy sticks, chicken wings, or like a little packet of chippies or something.
What's your go-to drunk food?
Oh, snack packs, kebabs and snack packs.
Lordy and I smashed them on the Gold Coast.
Oh,
we were on the Gold Coast in
Brisbane.
There'd
be some good snack packs up
for
there.
For 3 days. Ooh, every night for dinner, we had snack packs.
How were your poos after that? How are the bowel movements after?
Explosive.
Yeah, Lordy's still clogged up, he reckons.
Explosive, mate.
Snack packs are the gun. There's a really good Mayfield West in near where we are.
The charcoal chicken.
The best snack packs. Right. Holy fucking shit.
Mate, if you don't know what a HSP, halal snack pack,
yeah.
They are, it's basically a bed of chips.
Oh.
Then some kebab meat, maybe a bit of lamb, maybe a bit of chicken, maybe a bit of beef.
It could be mixed.
A bit of mixed.
Could be anything. Mixed.
I don't like getting chicken kebabs at night.
That's
Call me
oddly,
crazy.
That's oddly specific.
Well, the way I think about it is you're less likely to get food poisoning from beef. You might get like trichinosis or something, but you're less likely to get like chicken salmonella poisoning. And I just see that big thing just spinning around like a big dilly. And I see it and I see old mate carving it. I'm like, ooh.
That gets my piece hard when I see that.
Man, we were on the Gold Coast.
There'd be some good HSPs up on the Goldie.
The dude's making it.
Yeah, I'm getting excited to
all these Muslim guys like rocking out to the best Middle Eastern rap music I've ever heard.
The bros love their jobs.
There's
a saying that, you know, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Those boys are fucking not working. They're loving it. And there's love. Like there's, if you get a good snack pack, there's like, you can taste the love.
I haven't even finished about the snack pack. Bit of cheese. They put cheese on it.
Fucking oath. There's bit fucking of cheese on
just,
it.
Just fucking ask it. There's and then
fucking cheese on it.
A mountain of sauce.
Yeah.
All of the sauce.
The Holy Trinity.
What's your?
No, well, that's what you, like, that's a halal snack pack term. Like what sauce you want, boss? And you're like Holy Trinity.
Really?
So that's like garlic chili, garlic. Hot chili and barbecue.
Hot chili.
Yeah.
I've put, barbecue sauce and tomato sauce on hot chips, and it is a fucking choice.
What's your snack pack sauce or like kebab sauce options?
Kebab, I always go sweet chili and sour cream.
Nice, don't mind that at all.
Hot chili, not so much.
Lordy, what about you, mate? What are you?
What are you giving? Lordy doesn't buy food.
Whatever Isaac's buying, fair enough.
That's normally how it goes.
Yeah,
you got to put your fucking microphone on, James.
Has he got a mic?
Yeah, there's one sitting over there in the corner. Why don't you put it on for this episode? Plug it in.
Been whinging about not having a mic for 30 odd episodes.
30 odd years.
We get you one and you don't use it.
Plug it in.
You're just like Finton.
Oh, Darcy and Jubus, whatever his name is. Judas.
Judas. Yeah, Judas is fucking right.
Judas Butterfield.
Judas is right.
Look at this fucking idiot. It's dragging it along. What are you doing? Pick it up. It's caught under the new microphone stand.
Jesus Christ.
Christ. You're the new Jamie, so we've got to like go to you with questions and stuff.
Snack packs when I'm drunk, or
if you've been going for a couple of days and then you know, like sometimes you might pass out without having a feed. Yeah. So then you're like, you've gone.
That's never happened to me. No. I always get a feed in.
And doesn't it make the world a difference?
Where was I? No, you know what? You know when I didn't have a feed? The Buck Show.
The Bucks.
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about. On the Buck Show evening.
Mm.
Lordy, I've got some research for you. Where was the halal snack pack invented? Who made it up?
That is, I do need to know that.
On the evening,
that is crucial info.
The evening of the Bucks party. We were at the Delaney Hotel in Newcastle on Derby Street, a very popular hotel.
Just been refurbished. It's done beautiful. A great
looks
job.
Great. Looks great. Downstairs is still a pub. Upstairs like a nightclub.
Respect.
And we went up there. Did you go upstairs?
I went upstairs looking for you and you weren't there. And I thought everyone had gone. And then I came down, you're all in that booth. Frenchie was getting strangled by the SAs.
Some fucking lad, yeah. So I was up there and we're in the middle of the dance floor and there's people everywhere and you get recognised and all that type of stuff. Usually it's all sweet. You're like, oh, they're like, oh, you're that bloke, hey, how you doing? I was like, yeah, mate, how you doing?
Yeah.
Get out of me fucking way, club. Don't look at me.
Go get me a drink or fuck off.
Fuck off. No, I wouldn't get a drink from someone. I never accept drinks.
That's a good move.
I reckon someone had thought it'd be real funny to spike the butts.
I would do that. I would think that's funny.
So I was in the middle of the D floor and everyone's really nice at this point. And then I sort of turn my head and someone's giving me the finger.
How far away were they?
Like fucking me to you.
I was going to say, like it would be funny to turn around. Someone's like, fucking get that up, yeah.
But it was more than that. They had their phone filming me.
Fucking soft cock.
Three girls.
Oh, they were girls doing it?
Yeah.
Even better.
So I'm up on assault charges. No. I looked at it.
Just why I hate girls.
And she and her little mates were giving me the. This is probably some fucking 18-year-old, right?
Don't care.
Probably never watched a video, doesn't care to watch a video. Probably just heard from one of her friends that I'm a racist asshole or whatever and just go, can't understand that, you know, people can have different opinions and be comedians.
Clout chaser.
Which is another problem with the fucking youth. Like these people just don't understand comedy at all.
Well, not just comedy, but life.
Life or...
I'm concerned about the youth, Isaac.
Are you?
Yeah.
Granddad.
I'm concerned about them. They're fucking pretty dumb.
They are fucking stupid.
I know I've said it a few times, but the young blokes I work with, they're not even that young. They're like 20, 19, 20. And like I go like, I wasn't that dumb when I was 20. And they're like, they're fucking dumb.
They're getting dumber. They're and
they listen
up
to this
TikTok,
too. Do they? You know I'm talking about you, who? Noodles.
Let's name and
show. Noodles, Josh, fucking Fraser. Fraser's a big fan too. And he's... He's not that dumb.
Fraser, you're sacked.
Nah, he's sacked.
How old is he?
He's 18, I think.
I'm going to deep throat you, Fraser. No, not deep throat you. You're going to deep throat me.
He's like, yes. Well, that didn't go
I'm
away.
I'm coming to work and sucking your dick, mate.
Anyway, tell me about these fucking dumb at the Delaney.
Whoa. I did not call them dumb.
Well, they're horse. Yeah, they're fucking idiots.
These slags, these cum guzzlers. Anyway, she was giving me the finger. And yeah, so she would have been like, yeah, I know. And I was just like, oh,
you know, if that was a bloke, right? This is what I don't like. So if a bloke did that, you'd be fully entitled to take his phone off him, fucking peg it against the wall and push him and say, fuck off. But because it's a girl, you just got to fucking.
You can't do that though. Although I could do it and get away with it. I'll tell you why.
If it was a bloke, like.
If it ever made like the newspaper or the Daily Mail or whatever, comedian throws phone, I would call my next year's tour the phone chucker.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can run with it.
Ari Shaffir does that. Like he'll say something abhorrent and then he'll just name his next tour. Yeah. Like when he made that terrible joke about Kobe Bryant and whatever, and he just names like the next tour. It's 100% what you should do. Just run with it.
I love that shit. And that's what's fun about it. So they're giving me the finger. And I imagine it's because they've heard that I hate trans people or I hate gay people or I hate women or whatever else people think I hate. Yeah, no, I can't stand anyone except myself.
Yeah. White, middle-aged men.
Oh, middle-aged, please. I'm 29 next week.
You look middle-aged.
Bros, I've looked middle-aged.
What day's your birthday?
The 14th of July.
Fuck, that's so soon.
I know. It's Thursday next week.
How good's that?
Well, Thursday this week.
Yeah,
people listening
in
to this.
A couple of days.
Yeah, so we'll have to do the podcast another day, not Thursday.
We're doing it Wednesday.
We are too, because you're away, aren't you?
And haven't we got a guest?
Oh, we do have a guest next week. Well, you have to bloody wait and see. Mm. And I've got four microphones now.
Hey.
Finally.
Finally some fucking production value in this joint.
And I bought the cheapo one too.
Yeah, of course.
Because these $700. I was like, no way.
Wow.
$700 each for these Shure microphones.
They do sound good.
And Lordy hasn't even used his yet.
Ungrateful.
Do you mind chirping in?
Testing.
Hey!
James Law, welcome to the show.
Huge moment.
Producer Lordy, check him out on Instagram.
It took us 30 whatever episodes to earn that microphone. 31
episodes today.
And just so you know, on Patreon, if you message me on Patreon, it's definitely not me replying to you. It's James Lord. Because yeah. He is the manager of Patreon. Because Lordy jumps in there. Let me.
That's Lordy's penis that's getting sent to people.
I'll get back on the story of
These the fucking Shulas. Dickheads.
But this is Lordy pretending to be me talking to someone.
G'day, legend. Buttsman here.
It's literally that. It's hilarious.
Yeah. So just so you know. You don't get that for your dollar a month. It's not actually Buttsy.
This young guy called Bo said, wanted to drop your line, say how much me and my boyfriend love you. I've watched you since the days your tradie speaker. The old thing, because Sonny's back on.
Hey, yeah, bro. Sonny's going back. I'm going full Tim Dillon.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I like it. Majestic Beard. And Lordy jumps back.
Do you have
back.
Any idea how much harder you've just made my job?
I know, but now that people know it's you, I actually like that. He goes, "Geez, brother, thank you so much for the support. You keep me and me dogs fed. Let me keep sharing content. Let me keep making content. And letting me keep making content to share. This Majestic Beard has a mind of its own these days. Be a good motherfucker."
That's great. That's actually very good.
I love it. I love it.
That's unreal.
So if you get a message, so message me on Patreon and you'll get a great impression of me done by James Lord.
Yeah, that's great. That's fucking good.
Yeah.
That's very, very good. Yeah.
So Lordy, welcome to the show.
We've got, speaking of messages, we've got the penis. I don't know if you checked the PO box this week.
I haven't, but is it coming to the PO box?
I think it's coming to the PO box. The so James up in Emerald, in Queensland. Shout out. And I think he's got a airsoft range. You know, like the guns with the pellets?
With Airsoft or the...
No, it's Airsoft.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's Emerald Airsoft was the page that he messaged me from.
I think Airsoft's illegal, isn't it?
Fucking hope not, because
James is going under.
And also, no, well, he's got an Instagram page.
So hey, Diggy.
Hey, Clary Dixon.
We can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Claire Dixon, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, he sent us a penisaurus and we've got custom ones with our names on them, and then there's a vaginosaurus.
I saw that. Well, we can throw them on the new shelf behind me.
Yeah, congrats on the shelf.
Yeah, there's going to be another one above it, but the boys... I didn't do it.
Is this the Jesus Chippy? Same bloke?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Did I tell you that story?
Yeah.
The one that was singing? So there's an update to the story.
Let's go.
People may have known it if they listened to the Mum and Dad show yesterday, but here it is. So basically I had a guy hanging these beautiful barn doors.
Unbelievable.
Gorgeous.
Done a great job.
And
well hung.
This guy was well hung. And the whole time he was here, he was singing hymns. Like very like, and the Lord said to me, come to me, Jesus.
Oh,
baby.
Fuck yeah.
So anyway, it was a bit weird. It'd be like me going into someone's house and going, g'day you good motherfuckers, the back. Yeah. That type of shit.
Which you would.
Which Lordy would do for
you
me.
Which you would.
And so anyway, the other workers who work with this dude were here yesterday. And I went up to him and I said, what about old mate? He's got a pair of lungs on him, loves singing. And old mate goes to me, looks me in the eye and goes, I love singing too. I was like, what type of singing are you? Like, he goes, mainly gospel. I was like, So I said, being hilarious, and Claire like blew up at me in front of him. I said, oh, so you blokes are in a cult.
Yeah, nice.
And Claire goes, no, it's not a cult.
It is.
And apparently, yeah, it's a cult.
That's so funny.
They're all, I said, so what are you in cult? He goes, no, man, we're just proud Christians.
Just love God. Oh, so the whole crew.
I don't know. I haven't asked everyone, but I will get around to it.
I'm assuming fucking, well, as we've said before, Jesus himself was a chippy.
That's what Claire and I said. And yeah. And they're doing barn doors, so I don't know if they're Amish or what.
Yeah, well, who knows? Hopefully it's not one of those like death cults where they'll drink the Kool-Aid.
Well, I reckon they're Amish and they don't have podcasts, so they won't listen to
them. Or one of those crazy like sex cults where there's like one leader and he's got like 20 wives and hopefully it's one of
Wouldn't
them.
Wouldn't you hate that?
Like a nice, not if you're the bloke. Okay, you're silky.
Let me ask this. If this was a crazy sex, if you had a crazy-
Hypothetically, me, you and Lordy, three-man sex cult, I'm the leader. And I'm married both of you. And you got to suck every time.
I got a deep throat Fraser from your work site.
Fraser will be going, yes,
not again.
So you seen Isaac lately?
What a weird threat that I just said. I'm going to suck your- Anyway.
Yeah. I'll suck your dick.
If you were we've talked about this on the podcast before about having a threesome. Not us, but you having a threesome with two women.
Yeah.
And we basically, we're of the opinion that's impossible.
I don't know, we've said this before, barely sexually potent enough to satisfy one woman. So two is probably out of the equation.
I'm very confident that I would have no chance pleasuring two women at once.
Nah. Like the logistics of it, it would be hard. And like,
it's like
it'd be too exciting. You just come straight away.
It's like rock climbing. You know, you got to put your hands
in. It is like
the right
rock climbing,
hole.
Yes.
You know, you got to put your feet, make sure you got a bit of tension on the cord.
It is like rock climbing, yes.
It's exactly like rock climbing, you know.
Mm.
You get your arm stuck, you got to chop it off.
A cliffhanger.
Very much so. Now,
127 hours.
Great movie.
And you just get stuck and you got to cut your arm off.
Hand out of some woman's. Anyway, so, or put it in there, then cut it off. So, if you had 20 wives, how do you keep them happy? Because there's this new show on
Netflix
where
not.
This bloke with 20 wives, and he started marrying them at 14, so it's a bit off, a bit R. Kelly-ish.
I assume they're not happy.
Well, could you keep them happy?
No, that's not the point. If you got 20 of them, the point's to keep you happy, baby.
I imagine you'd be pretty happy.
You'd be stoked. They'd be miserable.
Like, but what, would
that's
you,
the point.
Would you do like? Would you do musical beds?
Yeah, I don't know. They've probably got a couple of houses, and when one starts fucking yapping, nagging you,
that wouldn't happen, mate.
You just go.
Women are beautiful.
No, well, you just fucking. I'm going to the other missus' house.
You turf her.
You go, no, you don't
here.
Turf her.
Listen just, here, Daphne. I'm going over to Brittany's house.
Yeah.
You're talking shit.
When I come back, fucking clean these drapes up, make the bed.
And zip it up.
And I want smoke go done and quit yapping.
I'll be on my 15th divorce this week.
Actually, the more we talk about it, the more appealing it sounds.
See, I reckon, so what would you do sexually? Would you line them all up in like sort of like a weird like, like
conga line.
Conga line of just, you just dip your dick in and then go on to the next one. Like how many dips does it take to pleasure a woman? That's the question, I guess.
Again, I don't think they're getting a great deal out of this emotionally, physically.
Well, I mean, that's your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know until we try. I can't knock it until you try it.
I reckon the
sex
one-
sex cults, they could be better than you think.
The one person in this room who could really benefit from a sex cult is James Lord.
Lordy, 100%.
Lordy. How many wives do you reckon you would have in a sex cult?
What'd be
you?
A max? Like
what's
how
the
many
max
wives?
You could handle for a week? You've got a microphone. It's not working at all.
That's convenient.
Okay.
Well let's just, I reckon for me personally.
I'm going to say four for James.
Four for Lordy?
Four wives.
I'd like, what's the odds? Two's company, three's a crowd. I'd be happy with two wives, I reckon.
I reckon I could handle six.
Six wives?
Where are the women from?
Oh, John, look at him sneaking back in. He's thought about it. He's going, you know what?
Well, that's the beautiful thing. You're the boss, so you just get the...
And we've attracted attention of little Dixon. She's walked in the room.
Claire, so we're just talking about having multiple... We're talking about polygamy. We're
come on in,
on
love.
Polygamy.
We're talking about how many wives you could have in one go and still like keep everyone happy.
Here's one I'd like to see. What about like a woman with heaps of husbands?
How many husbands do you reckon you can handle in one go?
But say like, you know those weird sex cults where there's like one old dude and he's got like 20 wives. So say we'll just flip it. And
that's
there's
where
like
I
one
met Claire. I broke her out of a sex cult.
Nice.
Yeah.
Respect.
Two's too many.
But two, would you say like two husbands would be nice?
Watch out, she's getting a microphone.
Sorry.
Welcome to the show.
I think more than two would be fucked.
But two would be okay. I'd like two. I like the idea of two wives.
One for romance, one for banging.
Yeah. You can, yeah.
Are you trying to say something?
No, but you have one that you hang out with and then you have one that you root and nothing else.
I'm with Dixon on that one. Your slam piece.
Yeah. I can't believe this. You're trying to get rid of me for a slam piece.
No, I'm not.
You're the romance one. You're not trying to get rid of you.
You dickheads brought it up.
Oh, well, so what? I'm not good enough for you.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I feel like this wedding, mate, we have postponed the wedding.
Oh, my God. I just mean if you were going to have two,
are you
I gonna wouldn't.
Are you saying there's going to be at the wedding when the priest, because we've got a priest. No, we don't.
Who's married? Yes.
Some woman.
Dana White.
What's it called? Celebrant. You can become a celebrant.
Yeah, cool.
I want to do that.
Great celebrant.
Yeah, you should do it.
That'd be good.
So I think you should do it. I think you really should.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Should marry someone from the show.
Yeah.
Now
me.
Now are you saying that when the lady says, the celebrant goes, is there anyone that objects?
Yeah.
Are you saying that you've got a dime piece on the side that's going to run down with a massive big old cock saying, it's me?
His name's Littlefoot. I'm just saying if you're going to have more than one, I think more than two is just foul. And you imagine how bad you'd be greedy and your bits would smell.
Hmm. Well, I reckon 13. I reckon I can handle 13 women.
Unlucky for some.
You'd be able to satisfy at least three. Yeah. All right, bye.
See you, Clary. Thanks for that. That's good.
See you, love.
See you, love. Bye, darling.
Noot, noot. Dinner's coming up soon.
Not tonight, it's on, mate. We're Patreoning.
Yeah, I know. We've only got a couple of minutes left of this show. And then
what have we done?
We've got about 15 minutes.
Oh. That's all. Well, get your credit card out, ladies and gents.
What else is happening?
So I haven't spoken about the girls.
Ah, back to these fucking dickheads.
The ones at the Delaney who gave me the finger and filmed it. So you know what I did? I was dancing. I was like,
cutting a rug.
Cutting a rug. Give me the finger and film it. Ready? So this is what I did. I danced over.
Fuck you, butts, man.
And I went, I just put the finger down with one hand. I went,
nice.
And danced away. All right. That's how I handled it.
Very well handled.
That's how I handled it. Because I could have done a lot of things.
Yeah.
Could have, like, you know, beaten them up.
Could have taken my scorched earth approach. Just
fucking. I could have pulled the plug out of the DJ. Yeah. I said, no, everyone's going home.
Kid snatched the microphone off the DJ, like the music scratches.
Stop.
Turn the fucking lights on.
Who are you?
Security, kick that bitch out.
I could have done that, but I just.
That's nice.
I pushed the finger down. There was another one.
Very diplomatic.
There was another one then in Melbourne at the markets there, just in the middle of the day. And this girl.
What's wrong with people?
She goes, hey, are you a racist? Was filming me. And I just turned around like, I was like, what?
It's an odd question. Should have said yes.
I did have a T-shirt on that said white power, but that was neither here nor there.
Your swastika tattoo was
yeah,
showing.
It was just only slightly. Yeah. It's on my actually on my ankle. Mm. But yeah, man, that's it's.
What's
not,
wrong with people?
It's not nice when you see that shit.
Yeah,
and we actually have spoke about this, Claire and I, today about a people who we're doing business with at the moment. I'm not going to say it because the wedding hasn't happened yet, so I don't want to upset them. But we're pretty sure these people really hate us, but like us in person.
Yeah.
Like they hate what we are, like on the internet.
What you're about.
But
your internet persona.
My internet persona, but they really like us in real life.
Well, that's cowardly from them.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like can't you see that?
Can you distinguish that one's not real and one is real?
Well, I think that people cannot accept that some people have different opinions to them, and they can't accept that their opinions may be incorrect.
Yeah, that's annoying. Pete Davidson's new Netflix special, he's talking about that at the start.
Is he?
When he's like, oh, it's fucking annoying. Like people come up to you and they'll be like, oh, bro, like my friends think you suck, but like I think you're awesome.
It's a great backhand.
He's like, thanks. Why can't people just come up and say like, hey, man, congrats. Or don't fucking say anything. Like just mind your own business.
I get the old, oh, man, I used to watch your videos.
thanks.
What happened?
Yeah. Someone pulled me up at the Cambridge a few weeks ago and he's like, oh. What are you doing with like, oh, is that like, why are you doing that? I was like, because fucking, it's heaps of fun. Like, he's my mate. Like, and he's like, yeah, but like, and like, they could, I was like,
who is this?
Just some,
who?
Some fuck we.
Do I know him?
No. It was no one like we know. It was just a punter. It was just a punter. And he's like, what? I was like, are we having this conversation right now? Like, what? Like, they just wanted to come up and be like,
I hate you, mate.
I hate you, mate. And yeah. I was like, thanks.
It's a weird thing to say.
Thanks for that. It's like, a weird thing. Appreciate that. People's. Either say nice things or keep your fucking mouth shut.
Yeah. So they treat it like you treat anyone else.
Yeah.
Like if someone's wearing something stupid, you wouldn't go up and say, hey, mate, I fucking hate your clothing. But I'm
should start doing that when they say, like, yeah, well, your fucking shirt sucks and you stink.
Well, yeah. No, I gave that, the lady who was filming, I gave her a nipple cripple and it was all good.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Uppercut.
No, it's weird. It's certainly a weird thing. What's weirder is when you hear your name whispered. It's so weird. Oh, is that better?
Imagine the little people when they're like,
oh my God, he's a little person.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, the little people we had on the one, the M word we can't say, the mega midgets. They the pussy murdering midgets.
Yeah.
They were talking about so many people will like whisper about them and talk about them behind their back. And, you know, I get it. You know, they don't look how normal people do.
Yeah.
They're not a normal height and they're abnormal, if you will. But, I mean, it is what it is. Like, what do you do?
Not much.
Like,
they were cool. So like, they seem to, obviously, I'm sure there's a lot of psychological trauma, but they seemed all right now. They seemed all right now.
I was actually in a pokey room the other night, as I often do.
Yeah, I was going to say, casual Tuesday. Just fucking,
and
the old scaffolder's typewriter.
I was by myself.
The Ricky's laptop.
I was waiting to pick Claire up, actually. So I was in the pokey.
Claire was in the TAB.
Well, I was early, so I went for a beer, chucked a 50 in, you know.
Pressed your life away.
A couple of $5 hits. And it was all over.
Yeah.
But I think I got up like $70. So I was in there for about, and then I got lost a little, but I was in there for like 10 minutes. And across the way from me, there was like pokey machines in front of me. And then there was like another row behind those. And there was like these young kids sitting behind that one. And the whole time I'm there, they're going, is it Isaac Butterfield? No, it isn't. No, it's not Isaac Butterfield. And one of them goes, hey, Isaac. And I go, hello.
I can hear you.
And then, no, they kept going, it's not Isaac Butterfield, mate. You're a fucking idiot. It's not Isaac Butterfield. And I was like in there for 15 minutes. And then one of them comes over and goes, are you Isaac? And I said, yes, I can hear you. I've heard you this entire time. And he goes, oh, I didn't know you could hear me. I was like, you're fucking 2 feet away from me, you idiot. It's just a weird thing to get used to.
Yeah.
And because I'm such a big deal, I get it all the time.
Yeah. You're still not used to it?
Nah, man. I just try and.
You like the quiet life.
I like the quiet life. I hate it when people come up to me. Like, I'm just like, don't fucking talk. I'm so above you.
Yeah.
I'm so above you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are beneath me. The fact that you think you can approach me right now.
I cannot believe.
Is embarrassing.
Like, have you bought the merch? Have you come to a show? Then don't fucking.
That's where our relationship ends. No, it's strictly financial.
I like the interactions with people I like is like, the, how you going? And they're like, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sweet. So yeah, bye.
There
yeah.
are some lovely people out there too. There's yeah. like, there's, it's like anything. You got to take the good with the bad. Mm. There's some fucking legends out there too.
Now I have a question.
Yo.
Do you watch Stranger Things?
No, fuck no.
What's wrong? It's a great show.
Nah, I'm sure it is. I don't watch. I don't really watch any series.
It's a great show.
Yeah. No. I yeah.
Well, what are you watching right now?
A bit of some good shit on RedTube. Mainly Johnny Sins' best work.
How good's Johnny Sins?
He's the goat.
I'd love.
He's the Michael Jordan of pornography.
I would love to have him on the show. I've hit him up a couple of times, and he just never replies to me. There was a while there I was actually commenting on every post he made on Facebook, which was
getting Johnny Sins on the show would be fucking. Silky. Now, there's a man who could satisfy 13 women.
Right. No and qualms. Has. And has.
No qualms.
And has for many moons.
Him and, is it Kisser? Kisser or Kira? They do some great work. That's his missus.
Oh, right. Thanks. Yeah. I just ordered a bottle of water from my
my Claire, I'm thirsty.
Well, I was. How good soda water?
I'm a big soda water man.
I love it. I have it on my bedside table. I sleep with it.
Yeah. No, love soda water.
So, Stranger Things. Here's the question. Do you know who Millie Bobby Brown is? Nope. So Millie Bobby Brown plays 11 in Stranger Things, the girl, right?
Her name is 11?
What are you pulling faces at? What?
Nothing.
What? Claire said, I bet. That's all I heard. What?
You're going to say, would you root
her? No, that's not the question. That's not the question. I was sitting in the watching an edit before and you were there and I saw this story come up about Millie Bobby Brown. I've got it on my phone.
So Millie Bobby Brown's an actress in Stranger Things, plays a
that is correct.
Girl named 11 or an 11-year-old girl? What do you mean?
She plays a girl who was brought up in a lab and her name is 11.
Okay,
like
cool.
They're named 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 11.
Makes sense. That's what you'd name your wives in that relationship in just to make sure easy.
Just to make sure you got them all on the go.
Yeah. Yo, 2, I'm hungry.
Now.
3, where's Smoko, bitch?
Can I have some water for?
The more I talk about it, the more I want to be in one of those.
I like it. I really like it.
Now, 7.
There was an article published saying Millie Bobby Brown looks amazing in this bikini. Now, Millie Bobby Brown, when Stranger Things started, was 12.
That's hot.
12. So I started to think to myself, there's the photo. She's 18 now.
That's weird.
Isn't it?
That's weird.
It is weird.
And she doesn't even look that good either.
No, she doesn't. She looks shit.
That's weird. Like, why can news outlets get away with this fucking shit?
So
if I posted that, imagine if I just posted on the Daily Blue, Millie Bobby Brown looks amazing in this bikini. People would be outraged.
You should, and compare the pair.
I'd be up on fucking child sex, like not pushing again. Child sex material.
Not again.
So you're going to get 3 strikes, mate.
Imagine if that was your 3 strikes and you're out.
But why can news.com...
Post
that's
that.
Weird. That's so, not news either. That's just news. Fucking weird.
That's not news. So she's sitting there, standing there in a bikini.
Millie Bobby Brown looks good.
Mm. I feel weird about it.
You should.
Because she was a kid like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and now it's okay? No.
That's weird. The world's weird, man.
But there is a Pornhub category, allegedly, someone told me, for 18-year-olds.
Yeah, it's weird.
So when does it become okay? And I have a follow-up question that this will all make sense.
So what was the first question?
Don't know.
Is she one of me wives?
Yeah, 11.
Yeah.
So is that okay to look at that or are we creeps?
That's weird.
I think it's creepy.
I think it's weird.
I've screenshot it. I'll look at it later properly and really get down to the box.
We'll go have a time on the Patreon.
Oh. Well, it was the same with Bad Barbie. Remember Bad Baby, Bad Barbie?
Which one was she?
She was on the Catch Me Outside girl on Dr. Phil. She started on an OnlyFans that Claire and I reviewed. And it's weird because when she was on Dr. Phil, she was like 13 years old. But now she's 18 or 19.
Yeah, especially when you're our age, like when you're pushing 30 and you're talking about 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
Do you have mates? You'd have mates who are about 30 years old and single.
All my mates are like my age.
So they'd older. Be any single ones chasing the young ones? They like the young ones?
We're too repulsive, mate. And that's the thing, like, unless you're like, I think the only, I don't know, my opinion, the only kind of guys that
go after those girls and can get those girls are like fuckboys. Mm. You know, like dudes that like hair, probably fake tan, gym, like care about their look. That's kind of like fuckboys go for them. All my mates are like fat, tradie
dogs.
Dogs, like yeah. we're all gross. And yeah. like we're the boys, when we go out, the single boys are just tackling horrors. Like they're in the slips cordon at the kebab shop at the end of the night, just waiting for one of these big girls to clock them and go, you, let's go. Like there's no, yeah.
Like
no.
on a fishing boat when they accidentally catch a whale.
Yeah, and we've got to strap him in and we're like, get this thing home. Like
quick,
a couple of us have got a team lifter
quick,
up the
get it home.
Team lifter up the stairs.
Put her in one of those pensioners lifts yeah. up the stairs.
Yeah, 100%. You've got to, and she needs a snack pack as well. And that's number 13.
Get her an extra large snack pack.
And she's made the cut. That's 13.
Oh, big Shaniqua.
Yeah. Nah, so yeah, I mean, me and my mates are too old and fat and gross to be going for sexy young 18-year-olds. But,
oh, sexy young.
Millie's in the team. I told you, mate. That's 11.
The reason I asked.
That's like your first 13. You know, like you get to pick like a footy team.
It's the
like
Prime Minister's 11.
Who's in your, Bluey's 13. That's what my sex cult will be called, like Bluey's 13.
Why don't you write that, put that on the Daily Blue? Come up with your 13 wives.
Bluey's 13.
Bluey's 13, the
and
sex
like,
cult.
It's like the phone, you know when Brad Fittler rings blokes to tell them they've made Origin and I ring you to tell you you've made the 13 and they're like, it's not the phone call you want. They're like, hey, yeah, you made the team. And they're like, oh, no.
It's ringing in the middle of the night. It's 4 a.m. And you're like, you made the team, bro.
You made the team. Congratulations.
You're in the squad. Congratulations.
We're moving out to the ranch. The sex ranch.
You know.
Bluey's first 13.
You know when you get a dude calling from overseas and he's selling something, but yeah. like you say hello and they don't answer straight away.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
wait a few seconds.
Yeah.
Like what would your – like silence, instead of silence, what would be the noise that they know it's you?
Just fapping.
Oh, no, it's Bluey. Oh,
fuck.
It's too late to hang up or it's a FaceTime call. Yeah. Just in the dark. Just
I know you can see me.
You're in 13.
Bluey's first 13.
Report for duty for a medical on Monday.
That's fuck. That's fucking crook.
And we are at the hour.
Time to switch to Patreon.
Get over to Patreon right now.
I will name my 13 on Patreon.
The 13 on Patreon.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to.
We're going to go through and name Bluey's 13 on Patreon right now. So we'll see you next week. Ken's me now. It's only a dollar. So it's only a dollar. So head over there. And that's for a month. Okay. So thank you very much for your support, ladies and gentlemen. Bluey Nielsen, Isaac Butterfield, Little Dicky, James Lord. We'll see you next week. Toodaloo wah wah. Bye bye.
Peace.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.